Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
8:26. Well, what is not dull are the matriculants of last year. Very, very proud of some of the achievements. And we wanted to do a cross-section of different schools, speak to some of the students, see how they did. Mira Katawaru, as well as Lynn Swinkler, is joining us from St. Mary's School this morning. Mira, good morning. Let's start with you. How are you? How are you feeling today?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm feeling well. Thanks.
All right. So how did you do?
I'm very happy with my results. I achieved 10 distinctions.
How do you do that?
Well, a lot of hard work and
That's incredible. That is.
Thank you.
And what made you choose 10? Was it an interest in a wide range of subjects, or was it about the achievement of 10 distinctions?
No, so I actually wasn't aware that I would achieve 10 distinctions, but the way it worked is they counted the AP Maths papers as two separate papers.
Right.
So that bumped me up from 7 to 9, and then my 10th one was an extra music subject, and
incredible.
I'm very passionate about it, so that was an interest to me.
Which is amazing as well, because at least music, I would imagine, is a little bit of an outlet during quite a stressful year.
Definitely. It was very helpful and relaxing to just pick up my instrument and play when I was looking for a break or something else to do with my mind.
What instrument do you play? What is your instrument of choice?
I play the violin and the piano.
That's incredible. Where to from here?
So I plan on studying at WITS from this year, and I want to do actuarial science. So I'm just waiting on my acceptance letter.
Right. Well, I'm sure that will be forthcoming. What is unique about St. Mary's in Waverley? What did the school provide you with? Obviously the academic training and support, but what more did you gain from your schooling there?
Yes, absolutely. The teachers and the academic staff there are incredible, and I'm so thankful for their support. I would also say the community and camaraderie between friends is so helpful during such stressful times. Like, I could always rely on my friends to, you know, make me feel better and help me out wherever I need. So it was very comforting to know that.
That's absolutely amazing. That is really, really wonderful and properly inspiring. Mira, good luck to you for your future and for everything that you're going to be involved with. Lynn, if we can just chat to you for a minute. Lynn, good morning to you. How are you doing? Oh, Lynn, you know, you actually weren't on mute. I don't know why it didn't come through. Let's try that again. Lynn, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Sorry.
No problem. I think I can see that the line isn't a fantastic one. So how did you do? If you wouldn't mind sharing your results with us.
I did well, thank you. I also got 10 distinctions. So, yeah, I'm really happy with that.
Absolutely incredible. And was this a goal? Was this a goal that you set yourself to achieve 10 distinctions?
I think I've always had it, like, at the back of my head, like, ever since, like, grade 8. I think it was definitely a big goal for me. But I, to be honest, it did take a lot of work, like, and like dedication. And I think like a lot of sacrifice as well, just because,
no doubt.
You do have to work with this.
So how did you, could you balance that? Is there such a thing as balance if you're going for this massive goal? Because it's incredibly unusual and it's a very, very, lofty, goal to try and achieve. Could you balance things in your life over the last year?
Definitely. I think I managed to find a good balance. I play sports.
Right.
I do rowing, and I also play in the orchestra as well with Mira. I play my flute. So I think you can definitely, and even with my friends and stuff, I still manage to do stuff on the weekend. So I think if you definitely have good time management skills and able to plan out when you need to study and when at the time to just chill and relax, then I think you can definitely, do your goal and also just balance out your time to do the things that you love as well.
Mm. The COVID pandemic obviously had a significant influence on this particular year, not necessarily the last year, but certainly the years running up to it. It changed your high school, your senior high school, quite significantly. Lessons learned from that?
I think resilience. I think that was the biggest lesson that I learned, is that no matter what you are, like, no matter what difficult things come, like, in your path, you just have to bounce back again and show that you are strong enough to do what you can do and just keep chasing your goals, even if, because they're always going to be like obstacles in the path. That's just the way that life works. So you kind of need to be able to deal with that.
And I happen to think that this matric year, this cohort has been taught those things more than many other years. So good luck to you guys. Absolutely fantastic achievement. It just makes us so proud to hear from students such as yourselves who have really done something remarkable, and well done as well to St. Mary's School in Waverley for their support of the kids and of the matric year.